This is Ozarks at Large. Spring, with its longer days and eventually warmer days, allows for more outside activities. With this in mind, Pastor Clint Schneckloth continues his spring reading recommendations for us. Pastor Schneckloth, the lead pastor for Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, turns his attention to a book examining skills of the past, some that are nearly forgotten. Craft, an inquiry into the origins and true meaning of traditional crafts, by Alexander Laglands, follows the author as he travels the world to learn more about tanning hides, keeping bees, and herding sheep.
One of the things he points out is craft is in modern English either like the kind of stuff you go get at Hobby Lobby, which nothing wrong with those,
but
those are crafts, or it'll be used as a description of like somebody's crafty.
Sly.
Which is a little sly, or almost has a negative connotation. So he's trying to disambiguate from the negative and also from this popular notion of, you know, doing little artsy things.
Raccoons. You always hear raccoons are crafty.
Right. And so he got his start, the author did. He did this, he's an archaeologist by training and trade. And he worked for the BBC for a while. He did these shows on the BBC where they practiced like husbandry and farming according to specific eras, and then showed that in shows. So there's like one of the shows I think was called Victorian Life, and then the other one was called Edwardian Life, and it was those Victorian, they lived like the Victorian period, and then they lived like the Edwardian period. So he was already getting into this craft at that point, just in terms of making the show. And then he's by nature just interested in that. And so in this book, what he's doing is he's exploring these, first philosophically, what is craft? How would you distinguish it from, say, a technology or whatever? And then he's describing things that he thinks are quintessentially craft, especially in the area where he lives, which is England. Although in one chapter he goes to Iceland and looks at these. So
you just sold the book to me, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. So he starts with haymaking.
Okay.
And actually starts with how you cut hay by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So
with a scythe or whatever.
The craft of making a scythe, and then also how you use one. But then... So there's all these different parts of this. There's like how you make one, how you use it, how you get good at it. So that sometimes, like, he found that he could mow his yard with a scythe faster than he could use it with a powered mower once he got good at it, if you had the right equipment and the know-how.
And you become well-known in your neighborhood. That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Although he has it's like a farm or whatever.
Okay,
and so
okay.
He's, but... then how you make hay. So to make hay, you know, you mow it down and you pile it, and it has to get a certain amount of like curing that happens, and then you put it into either the bales or the piles or whatever. And there's a whole craft to both how you turn that and get it ready, and then how you pile it up into the mounds of
because you don't want it to get too wet or something.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah,
it can combust or rot or whatever if you don't take all those steps at the right time. It has to be the right weather. If you cut hay and then it rains, you might be really in trouble. So the farmers would have these ways of, like, they'd be watching the weather, and if weather started to come up, then they would have these quick ways to, like, pile it to keep everything below the top layer dry, and so there's all that kind of thing. So that's his first chapter, is around that. And then he's comparing it to technologies to say, how is this craft compared to, like, say, using a powered mower, and which is better or worse, and have we lost anything by going to these, you know, petroleum-powered technologies? Then in subsequent chapters, he basically chases down different things that he thinks are incredibly... centered as traditional craft, making bee skeps.
Making what now?
A skep, I didn't know what a skep was until I read that chapter.
What is a skep?
So a skep is the old way that they made beehives for keeping bees.
I thought. Okay. Not the bees created beehive.
You make one that you then move a beehive into.
Right.
And so to make one of these is a very labor-intensive process, and you're using like sticks and branches mm-hmm. or some other kinds of material to, and then you're weaving those together into like this basically this thick cord that you then go around and around, and it makes a kind of a dome structure that then you can actually go, and if you know where like a queen bee is and a set of bees, you can move them into that. And then the traditional way they would do this is they would have a little structure, like say on their, like a shelter, mm-hmm. maybe like it could be just a extra roof coming out off of a barn or whatever or you could actually make one yourself out of like something. But anyway, to keep them dry, and then the bees live inside these skeps. And he keeps like four or five bee skeps on his farm. Then there's chapters on other leather making, and you know, he kind of argues that actually leather making is one of the great advances of human culture. To think about all the things that we couldn't do until we had leather, including surviving in the elements, leather making as a craft for managing horses and other animals, just all the different, and then the kind of the what you have to do to make a quality leather. And he makes a pretty convincing argument that sometimes by taking up more modern technologies, we've abandoned what's really actually a better way. Bees produce better in skeps than they do in modern hives.
Not surprised.
For example, you actually may, depending on the terrain, save both money and time if you used a scythe instead of mowed with a lawnmower, mm-hmm. for example. And so he kind of makes this argument over the course of the book that we should be reconsidering some of these, what we would, I guess, consider to be antiquated practices, but he thinks they're crafts.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, and he recommends the book Craft, An Inquiry into the Origins and True Meaning of Traditional Crafts by Alexander Laglands.